Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Good to see you. Happy Thursday if you're listening to this on the day it comes out. And if you are that person, thank you. Thank you in general for being here. It's been a nice week thus far. No complaints. Did a video yesterday, or did a video the day before yesterday that just came out yesterday, featuring the new Arby's Country Rib Sandwich. I had a better idea in mind of how it was going to be the McRib versus the Arby's sandwich, because Arby's was throwing so much shade at McDonald's on like Twitter and in commercials, but apparently McDonald's, their sandwich is not out until the 1st of November. And as a result, I couldn't include them in the video. I wanted to do like a battle, a face-off. I have an idea of who might have won, but yeah, I was hoping to do that, but McDonald's decided that their sandwich is coming out later, and Arby's decided that they were going to get the jump on McDonald's by bringing theirs out like a month early. So I just decided to go with the solo review. It's fine by me. I mean, you know, it'll probably do okay. Probably won't do great, but it'll do okay. And it's another video in the can. I was actually very proud of that video in terms of how long it took me to record it and how much I actually cut out, which was not a whole lot. The video ended up coming out at around about 5 minutes. And the actual recorded length of the video, like unedited, I press record, I start talking, I eat, and I hit record the button again to stop the recording, was like nine and a half minutes. And typically what happens is I either fuck up a whole lot and I have to restart over, or start over something that I wanted to say, a point that I had to make, or, you know, there's just like long pauses, like where I'm either eating something and I end up cutting that out, or, you know, what have you. But normally it's not uncommon for one of those videos to be north of 20 to 25 minutes. Cause I also, like, you know, as weird as it sounds, I want to take my time eating as well, even though I know on camera it looks like I eat like an animal. But I was very proud of the fact that it was only a 9 minute, you know, raw video, because I was like, oh wow, you know, like I don't have to edit that much. You know, I can put it in the graphics, I can punch in the things that I need to punch in, add in some other stuff, add in the music. And you got a nice little 5 minute video. I mean, I was like really proud of that. So, you know, the video itself is probably not going to do like super impressive. However, the work that I put into it, I was very proud of. And I'm working on an edit right now for our Monday video, our joint video, where we went down to Manassas, Virginia, and recorded at the new, make sure I have this right here, the new 7-Eleven. Pause. Evolution. That's why I pause, because 11 and evolution sound very similar. The new 7-Eleven Evolution store, which is their answer to Sheetz, Wawa, Royal Farms. You know, these stores that have been really popping up, especially if you're here in like the Northeast, or I don't want to even label it just to that, because I know Sheetz, they have a little bit in the Midwest. Wawa and Sheetz both are starting to make inroads down south. Although I think south is more like Buc-ee's territory, which I have not been there yet. I really want to go do a video at a Buc-ee's, preferably the one in Texas, New Braunfels, Texas. The one that's like the size of like two Walmarts and it's a fucking gas station. Like that would be the epic ultimate gas station video. So I want to make that video, but the 7-Eleven Evolution, it's basically their answer to that, you know. So it's got, you know, a kitchen in there, and it's got a whole lot more product in there. The store's a lot cleaner. It's not just your average rundown 7-Eleven. So we went there, we made a whole video trying out the food in the kitchen, the fresh food, not the big bites and the taquitos. Although those, if you get them fresh, they're good, but There's none of that, folks. We went and tried, you know, like the chicken, the fresh chicken they were making, the pizzas, the fresh pizzas they were slinging out. And I mean, I don't want to spoil the video, but it's pretty good stuff. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be out on Monday. So again, if you're one of the people that's listening to this on the first day or two that it comes out, that video is the next video in the queue to drop for all of you. And that one, it's crazy too, because we were actually filming everything. Let's see. We were getting a bunch of the shots. I think we had most of the stuff shot except for the eating part. Like as far as like all the B-roll and all that, we had all that stuff shot. And I remember getting a look by one of the people that worked there. Now, you know, whenever we film in public like this, it's kind of like a shaky thing because you either have places that outright don't allow it and they have signs saying such, which is what we didn't see here. And then there are other places where there's nothing up. So, you know, I guess you could kind of consider it like a gray area, but like, you know, I figure if they're like that pressed not to have it, there would be signs that says like, you know, no filming. And maybe this is like a bigger topic for YouTube people, you know, YouTubers in general, what that landscape looks like in 5 or 10 years when more and more people become, you know, content creators and they're filming out and about in these public places. I wonder what that looks like. I wonder if we'll have to go and get, you know, permission from each and every place we go to film, you know, like the outside of their building or what have you. But in the case of the 7-Eleven, we are filming inside, but always careful not to get anybody on camera. Because, you know, when you start doing that, you know, then there's that more of a gray area where, you know, do you blur out their face? Or do you get their permission? You know, we try to go out of our way not to get people on camera. So anyway, this person that was working there kind of gave me like a look, not an angry look, but kind of like more of a confused look, an interested look. And, you know, they were like, hey, what are you doing? You know, like are from the competitor. That's not what they said, but that I thought for a minute, maybe that was what they were thinking. Maybe I'm with the competitor and I'm trying to scout out and see what's going on. Sheets sent me in. No, I'm like, no, we're YouTubers. We do food reviews. And immediately the mood changes to, wow, that's really cool. And I mean, we're just filming on the phones. I don't even have my Sony in there. And I made it a point because we knew we were going to sit at a table inside and there was not really anybody in there at that particular hour. So we had it like perfect. I mean, they had tables outside too, but it probably would have been a little bit more noisier. So anyway, you know, once I mentioned what we were doing, everybody was all cool. All of a sudden it's, oh yeah, man, you want to come over here and get, you know, get a shot of me, you know, lifting the pizza up off the plate and putting it in the box and all that. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you're offering, I would love to get that B-roll. You know, as a creator, when you think about making these kind of videos and it's not just, you know, just sitting down here, I'm eating, like you want to try if you can to get extra shots, you know, context type shots, B-roll shots. So you can show people, you know, where you're at, what's the environment? Because if it's just, hey, we're sitting here in a car. Hey, we're sitting here in a bench. Hey, we're sitting on a couch. Hey, we're sitting at the table, which is what a lot of our earlier stuff was. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, we're learning, but you know, you want to try as you evolve as a creator to add more stuff in, make it more interesting. I mean, that's one of the main reasons why I punch in and punch out a lot on my newer solo videos is to make it just a little bit more interesting to grab the people's eye. Like at the end, when I say, you know, like, comment, subscribe and all that, I actually punch in about 150%, move me in the frame off to like the left or the right. And then I put in some graphics. It just kind of gives it like an interesting look. So whenever you're out on a location like this, and as long as you have the blessing from whoever is running that place, or you don't have somebody coming down to yell at you, you know, you want to try to get some various shots and whatnot. So it was very nice of them to be, you know, super cool and, you know, be awesome about it. And it just gave me kind of more of a bit of confidence while I was out there. It's like, hey, you know what? Most of these people, they're fascinated with this whole YouTube thing. And in their mind, it's like, hey, this is cool. Maybe we'll get on a video, you know, that kind of thing. So I think that I need to kind of, you know, get in a spot where in my mind, I'm not thinking too hard about it. I'm not too terrified because most people think it's very, very cool. You know, obviously you look at the situation you're in, you look at where you're at, things of that nature. You know, if there's, you know, people, you know, just, you know, if the area doesn't look like great, then obviously you don't want to, you don't want to go out there and just film and whatnot. But I mean, if you're like us and you're just filming at a restaurant, you know, a lot of those people, they love to know that you're from, you know, that you're are not from YouTube. I don't work for Google or YouTube, but I do, you know, make videos for their website, for me that I publish on their website. So it's a lot of fun. It's always an adventure. And I look forward to continuing it on going forward. So, I mean, you know, I just wanted to share kind of the week, see what's going on, and give you guys a little bit of hope that, you know, even for somebody like me who's very shy in many instances, sometimes all it takes is a little conversation, get you out of your shell a little bit, and make them videos, make them podcasts, whatever it is your passion, make them things. See you guys next week. Thanks for being here.